Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Producer Dan says we should call it the retail rant line.
And I love it.
I love that name, Dan.
That is fantastic. Mm-hmm.
Write that one down. Save that one. 617-931-1234. You can call or text that number. Julie is from Pepperell. How long you worked in retail, Julie?
So it's been a long time, but I think I worked for like, I know all through high school and then some, so like maybe 4 or 5, 6 years.
Which in dog years is like 50 years.
In retail years, it's
forever.
A lifetime.
It'll age you fast.
Forever.
And you have a tip of what people should or should not do?
So my biggest thing is that we spend all this time to make these display tables, like, you know, folding the shirts and making them look so perfect and so nice. And then all of the sizes are lined up from small to large, small starts at the top, large, you know, extra large goes at the bottom. And there's even a little sticker on the outside, so it tells you what size is where. And people still, like, you know, they just rip apart all the shirts looking for their size, and then they just leave them.
Like, I realize that at some places, you know, they're folded very specifically, you know, like at Express, we had a very specific way we had to fold sweaters and jeans and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And it's not something that maybe you can redo real fast, but just the effort of just maybe just folding it in half and putting it back where it came from, that would be applauded.
I
don't care what your house looks like.
Those are the same people who don't put their shopping cart back and just leave it in the parking space at the grocery store.
Thank you, Julie.
Thank you.
When I met Lana, she worked at Old Navy.
Yeah.
She worked all through, that's how she paid her way through college, was working at Old Navy, and even worked there after she graduated college.
It's gigantic and filled with so many clothes.
And I used to go in sometimes after hours during the holidays because they were just so swamped.
It's insane.
I can fold Old Navy shirts, Dan. I know their secret fold.
A lot of layers to you, man.
It helps them lay down flatter. I don't know what to tell you.
Hannah is from Wilmington and wants to talk fitting rooms again. No, we talked about this last hour. I can't go back.
Was she talking about something different in a fitting room?
If Hannah needs to vent, Hannah needs to vent.
If you missed a phone call last hour, somebody called in and said, please don't pee or poop.
It's not a bathroom. You can just say it like that. It's not a bathroom.
All right.
It's not a bathroom.
Okay. What do you want to say?
Honestly, my biggest tip is don't get upset with the retail workers for things that are out of our control. We don't make the prices. We don't make the return policies. Please just be kind.
See, yeah. You scared her. Now she had to change her thing.
Oh,
that's not what she called in about.
What were you going to say? Peer poop again?
Yeah.
So you've experienced that too. That wasn't a one-off.
Yes. It's not a one-off at all.
It was not a 2 or 3-off either.
No. It happens all the time. And don't get me started on diapers.
Oh, God, no.
Why are people peeing and pooping in a fitting room, in a dressing room, in a store?
because they feel they can't make it to the next place. I don't know.
Because we're collapsing as a society.
Agreed, Daniel.
Terrace from Carver. Somebody tried to return what?
A used pregnancy test.
How did they broach that with you when they got to the counter?
Oh, they put it, had it in a Ziploc baggie. They slammed it on the counter and said that it didn't work.
And, this was not the answer I wanted. Well, thank God it was in a Ziploc bag and it wasn't having to touch it all with your fingers.
Oh, my God. I'm like, no, you need to take that back. I can't. You peed on it.
You win. You win the day.
Yeah. Well, I've also had people, I worked at Walmart customer service desk a long time ago, and they also tried to return dead fish to me. That was the other fun favorite thing.
Dead? Oh, like, so they bought some goldfish?
Keep your dead animals and peed
sticks. So somebody bought some like goldfish and tried to...
So the dumpster behind Walmart is filled with old pregnancy tests and dead fish.
Amanda's from Brookline. Good morning, Amanda.
I've never been so happy to not work in retail in my life.
10 years you worked in real. I did two Christmases at Mrs. Fields Cookies in a department store, and it was utter chaos.
One Christmas at Express, I'll never do it again. But I firmly believe everyone should have to do it at least once in their life. It'll make you a better person.
And what are your thoughts, Amanda?
Absolutely. I have many. 10 years, many thoughts. I echo everyone saying, just please be kind and nice and patient, underlining patient. Mm-hmm. We don't make the rules. If our return policy is XYZ, like if you ask to speak with a manager, like the rules aren't going to magically change. Trust that you're being told the right thing. We are not magicians. We're not lying to you when if you ask if something's in stock and we say no, like we're not lying.
It's not in the back. It's never in the back.
It's not.
Sometimes it is in the back.
Very, very.
Sometimes it is in the back.
Very rarely. And the person would typically know that.
Sometimes it is in the back, Kennedy.
But the person would know that.
Sometimes they don't. Sometimes they got to look.
And so that's like actually the fun thing. If you're nice to us, we will go above and beyond. Like, I will look in the corners of the stock room. If you're nice to me and patient and kind and wait your turn like a normal human, I'll go and look for something for you. But if you're rude, I will go downstairs, wait in the stairway for a couple minutes, and come back and say, no, ma'am, we don't have anything.
That's my girl. That's my girl.
That's great. All right. 617-931-1234.
Bless you all.
Do we want to continue on with the retail
rant
line?
Yes. Heck yes.
I feel like we've heard everything that could possibly happen in a dressing room.
I think so.
617-931-1234. You can call or text that number.
Still haven't heard the one thing I'm thinking of.
I've done some stuff in a dressing room, but it wasn't anything about bathroom stuff.
Dan, Kennedy.
Sure have.
That's my girl. Yeah. Sorry, this side of the table's cool.
And caught someone doing it, which is really awful.
Can we go back to the pee and poop conversation, please? It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.